This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Barcelona police patrolled the streets well into the early hours of Monday after 160 were deployed overnight as a new state of emergency and curfew came into effect Sunday evening from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Public squares, parks, and beaches were empty, except a few who were approached by police. The state of emergency, which will need parliamentary approval to last beyond 15 days, requires all regions except the Canary Islands to impose a nighttime curfew. The state of emergency, Malaysia's King Al-Sultan Abdullah has rejected Prime Minister Mohamed Yassin's request to declare a state of emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Royal Palace announced the decision in a statement Sunday, saying the king, quote, is of the opinion there is no need at the moment for His Majesty to declare an emergency in the country, end quote. The statement also said the king is pleased with Prime Minister Mujahideen's handling of the pandemic and called on all politicians to stop any campaigning that could seriously damage the government's stability. Mujahideen later issued a statement saying he welcomed the king's advice and would discuss it with his cabinet. Weeks after India fully opened up from a harsh lockdown and began to modestly come into effect by cutting new infections by nearly half, a Hindu festival season is raising fears that a fresh surge could spoil the hard-won gains. This is VOA News. A third ceasefire in the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh seems to have collapsed Monday, again failing to end 4 weeks of fighting over the disputed territory. Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other of violating the U.S.-brokered truce shortly after it entered into force at 8 a.m. local time. Azerbaijan's foreign ministry said in a statement that Armenian forces had shelled villages in, quote, gross violation, end quote, of the truce. For its part, Armenia's defense ministry used similar language, saying Azerbaijani forces had, quote, grossly violated, end quote, the ceasefire with artillery fire along various parts of the line of contact. The U.S. State Department and the governments of Azerbaijan and Armenia announced the latest humanitarian ceasefire in a joint statement Sunday. Australia has condemned Qatar authorities' treatment of women passengers on a flight to Sydney who were subjected to internal examinations after a newborn baby was found abandoned at a Doha airport. The women were examined October 2nd after Qatar Airways Flight 908 to Sydney was delayed. Australian officials described the treatment of the women as offensive and beyond circumstances in which they could give free and informed consent. The airport said the baby was safe. Belarusian police used stun grenades against protesters Sunday as tens of thousands of people headed towards Independence Palace in the capital Minsk, demanding that President Alexander Lukashenko resign. Protesters carrying the red and white flags of the Belarusian opposition movement scattered as loud bangs and flashes lit up the city's streets and nightfall. Video showed the police action came hours before the expiration of an ultimatum set by the opposition. Lukashenko must resign by midnight or face a national strike. Explosions and white smoke filled residential areas as people hid behind vehicles and ran from police, the videos shared online by news organizations showed. Chileans have massively voted in favor of drafting a new constitution for their nation in Sunday's plebiscite, as President Sebastián Piñera called the result a triumph for democracy. With nearly all of the vote counted, about 78% of Chileans voted yes. In a speech to the country just after the polls closed, the country's leader, who opposed the proposal, said that, quote, this plebiscite is not the end, end quote. It is the beginning of a path which together we must travel to agree on a new constitution for Chile, he said. His conservative government agreed with the center-left opposition to allow the plebiscite a month after the outbreak of vast street protests that erupted a year ago in frustration over inequality. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.